Perfect.
Storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. And thank you for getting your booster before listening to the show, because I do not want to get the Omicron variant. Thank you for getting a booster. And if you would, go get another one tomorrow. Make it another one on Sunday. Get up to 8 by Monday, would you? Yeah. Let me check my calendar here. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's not Thursday. It's not Sunday. It's not Saturday. That could mean only one thing. It's Friday, and...
Oh, baby, it's the weekend, and Cousin Brucey on WCBS in New York, and that was the Archies and Sugar Sugar. Wait a second, how can cartoons sing? Your Cousin Brucey.
Hard to believe I'm going to be 65 this year. I act like a five-year-old. Let's begin with a couple of emails, because I rather read your emails than do the show. Some of you are incredibly insightful, literate, articulate, and I'd much rather read your emails than just go on doing voices all night. Here's one, and again, I'll keep everyone anonymous. This one reads, from your book, I'm having difficulty understanding the meaning of the number of heavens and dimensions. Are there any references to its meanings? Also, are there any books to or of Methuselah around? And of course, he's talking about Morningstar's tale.
Oh boy, 1 minute in, he's already whoring the book.
Here's what I wrote back. You're not the only one. I don't have a clue. The book was only meant as an introduction to the flat earth and the unseen dimensions. Enoch said the stars are luminaries which are alive. How is that possible? If Tesla was right, then it comes down to vibrations. Each dimension has its own corresponding frequency. Our minds are not capable of grasping God's creation. How can the earth rest on a cornerstone and nothing is holding up the cornerstone? Until we get our resurrected body, we will only look in the mirror as a poor reflection. The book of Jared discusses Methuselah in great detail. I've never really, I can't recall ever bringing this book up on the air. It's an extra biblical text. It's called the Book of Jared. Jared was the father of Enoch. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Lamech, the father of Noah. All of these individuals, including the deceased Adam, his body, were on top of this mountain. This is what the book of Jared is all about. So you have Noah, Lamech, Enoch, Methuselah, Jared, all on this mountaintop. In the story, the book of Jared, apparently human beings had replaced the watcher angels who came down to earth and procreated with women, creating a race of Nephilim. Humans had become the worshipers of God. They had taken the place of these angels, these 200 watchers. Again, according to the book of Jared. Over a period of time, the sons of Cain and the daughters of Cain were trying to entice the sons of Jared to come down off the mountain and fornicate, enjoy hard liquor, and just basically have a party. And over a period of time, all of them came down the mountain, engaged in fornication, debauchery, drunkenness, and then tried to ascend back up on the mountain. But it says in the book of Jared that God's rocks were glowing and not allowing anyone to ascend on the mountain. And at the end of the book, it said that Jared had tears running down his face just before he died. And he lived to be about 962 years. Can you imagine living that long and then ending your life in a river of tears because your children have fallen into sin? That's the book of Jared. And it also talks about Methuselah. So yeah, if you want, the book of Jared does talk more about Methuselah. Here's one I received directly from the website, Morningstar's Tale. It says, greetings, love your show. Could you share more info about the occultic and corrupt background of Joel Osteen and other demonically deceptive televangelists? Thank you for doing the show. And I did respond back to that listener and essentially said, great idea. I will do that one night. However, tonight I will mention that the prominent prop in Joel Osteen's infomercial every Sunday is a globe. A revolving, heliocentric, centered Earth. I know the sun is the center, but it's heliocentrism. It's fascinating to me that a guy who isn't a preacher, just a motivational speaker, would have a globe rotating behind him. It just speaks volumes to the great deception which is going on. And the biggest one is heliocentrism, the idea that we revolve around the sun. But yes, I will definitely do a feature at some point on Osteen and the occult and how all of it ties in. Got time for one more? Okay. We'll read one more email. Again, I'll keep you completely anonymous. This listener writes in, I assume you're aware that the SpaceX rocket Falcon 9 launched 7 years ago is going to collide with the moon. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see it. Let's pray the moon cheese will cushion the impact. I hope the Integrity helicopter NASA is remotely flying around Mars doesn't crash. It would be a damn shame if we could no longer take a crystal clear photo like the one below of the red planet's surface. Those sadistic bastards can thank their God. Americans are so damn gullible and stupid, especially Michael Rivero. I pray, or I pay, just to hear a debate between you and that clown regarding chemtrails and the flat earth. I highly doubt he'd even go there. I don't usually listen to RBN while he's on the air, but I happened to be listening one evening a couple weeks ago. He immediately shut down a caller just as soon as he asked what his thoughts were regarding flat earth. Afterward, telling his listening audience he's not going to discuss crazy theories or space aliens on his show. Rivero says he worked for NASA, so I guess we did go to the moon. Unfortunately, we just don't know how to get there now. At least we can remotely fly a helicopter around Mars. I wrote this listener back. How can a guy who does a show called What Really Happened believe we landed on the moon and Mars? Doesn't believe in chemtrails and will not even entertain the idea of a flat earth. After being in the broadcast industry for over 30 years, here's my advice from Mr. Rivero. If you're going to broadcast a conspiracy show, mixing in an occasional conspiracy might give you more street cred. And anytime Michael wants to debate, he knows where to find me. I would thoroughly enjoy the conversation. And I would. But I doubt he will. But the offer's on the table, so if any of you want to call Michael's show next week and just say that you were listening to my show and I'd like to be on his show and debate him about all those issues. And he can come on my show too. And I've never had a guest since I've been doing this incarnation of the show for a year and a half. I've never had a guest. I'll make an exception. If he wants to debate all of the issues, he's welcome to come on anytime. I don't pencil in any guests, so pick your night, Monday through Friday. Even though the following two gentlemen have varied points of view, and I don't necessarily agree with everything they believe in, they do make good points. And I think it's important that you differentiate between the good point and the bad point. Instead of, you know, like the old expression, throw out the baby with the bathwater. Case in point. Musk, that's Elon Musk, blasts sock puppet slippers issue support for Canadian truckers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk criticized slippers as a damp sock puppet. Oh, no! on Twitter Thursday, at the same time also issuing support for anti-vaccine mandate truckers making headlines in Canada. Musk's anti-Slipper sentiments were expressed in response to a video tweeted by Slippers where he and General Motors CEO Mary Barra outlined a new $7 billion investment into GM and Ford's electric vehicle factories, ignoring Tesla's own innovations in the market. That's a good point. How the hell do you talk about electric cars and not have Musk in the conversation at the front of the conversation? Musk shot back, quote, starts with a T, ends with an A, ESL in the middle. Replying to a Twitter user who wrote, shame on Slippers for this lie, Musk responded, Slippers is a damp sock puppet in human form, using the emoji for a sock.
Oh no, Slippers has been denigrated to a sock puppet. Oh, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do, Slippers?
Oh, I think I'll make another booster mandatory, and then I'll go rub hands with Fidel Trudeau.
Quote, said Musk, Biden is treating the American public like fools, trying to cancel a great American company, Tesla, and rewrite electric vehicle history. I agree. It's pretty bizarre that despite its well-established reputation with electrical vehicles, the Slippers administration seemingly wants nothing to do with Tesla. Why is that? Aside from his contentions with Slippers, the tech billionaire also took time to lend support to a convoy of truckers driving to Ottawa to take a stand against the Canadian government's excessive COVID lockdowns, vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, and other fascist decrees. Said Musk, Canadian truckers rule. CB radios are a free form of government media control. He's right. He also added, if you scare people enough, they will demand removal of freedom. This is the path to tyranny. Vote them out. I agree with all that. However, Elon Musk is also the CEO of a company called Neuralink, which is attempting to connect our brain to the internet. I'm not into transhumanism. Again, I can separate the issues and appreciate what he has to say. It's the same thing with Joe Rogan. Rogan is not a Christian, but he is open to listening to people talk about it. The other day, Jordan Peterson was on, who may be a Christian, I'm not sure, but he certainly sounds like he's getting close to converting. And he let Jordan Peterson give his dissertation on his interpretation of Christ. I like that. The greatest talent that Joe Rogan has is the ability to listen. If you have a guest on the air, and he's had Elon Musk on, and you just shut up and you let Elon or Jordan Peterson talk, you'll get great numbers. The more you talk, the worse it gets. So whenever you have someone on who people are truly interested in, ask a question and shut up. And for the most part, Rogan does that really well. The other topic I want to bring up is men becoming women and women becoming men. And I know we've touched on this before, but again, I'll cite you an example of another individual who I disagree with and agree with, Sean Penn, who is adamantly pro-jab and will not even work with anyone who has not gotten the jab. He's one of them. However, he's also one of us. He says cowardly jeans lead men to wear skirts. He's right. Sean Penn is doubling down on his defense of traditional gender roles. In two separate interviews this month, the two-time Academy Award winner and ex-Madonna made comments bemoaning his perception that men are becoming more feminine. Quote, I am in the club that believes that men in American culture have become wildly feminized. I don't think that being a brute or having insensitivity or disrespect for women has anything to do with masculinity, or ever did. But I don't think that in order to be fair to women, we should become them. In a subsequent interview, he said, quote, "There are a lot of, I think, cowardly genes that lead to people surrendering their genes," and that's with a J, "and putting on a skirt," he told the publication. "Furthermore, I have very strong women in my life who do not take masculinity as a sign of oppression towards them." I can only cite the example of my daughter, who is a critical, independent thinker. She reminds me a lot of Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela. But Haley, my daughter, is a critical thinker, and she has what I call male sensibilities, which is the most attractive attribute I find in a woman. Every woman I've ever had any interest in has male sensibilities. What does that mean? It means I can be myself around them. They know that sometimes I'm a goofball and I'll say something stupid, something that might even be perceived as chauvinistic, but they know in my heart I don't dislike women, and I don't. And I know that might be hard for you to believe given some of the rants I've gone on. What I don't like is what this American culture has done to women. It has turned women into men, and men have been turned into women. And I know from personal experience at my job, which I just concluded a few hours ago, every supervisor is a woman. In the freight department, everyone. And they want it that way. Men are terrified in my company. They are terrified of the women, and especially the millennial men. And they knew a couple years ago they might have a problem with me. I've actually been working for this company for over 5 years. But I made a critical decision that I was going to raise the white flag but not tell them. And I just wasn't going to engage them in any controversial conversation. I look at it very simply. This is a job I get to do from home remotely. My daily commute is 5 feet. I only have to work 3 days a week, 24 hours in a week, and I make enough money to survive. What do I care if there's no men in the hierarchy? The job where I work is just a small example, a microcosm of what's going on across America, where women have taken over in roles of leadership. The pendulum has just swung to the other extreme. It's like YouTube commercials and television commercials. Every commercial you see just about has black people in it. What happened to white people? Woke. Woke has gone so far that men have become women and women have become men, and advertisers are scared to death put white people in commercials. This is one of the 1,000 reasons I don't own a television. I don't want to be a part of the system. If you enjoy the show, check out the book. It's called Morningstar's Tale, morningstarstale.com. Lucifer explains how everything works. The father of lies goes against his nature and tells you the truth. It's a way of supporting the show. The book is only $5.97, the ebook $2.99. Morningstarstale.com. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
If I die on a Friday, who's ever doing my eulogy needs to do that. Oh, he's dead. Disturbed's David Draymond applauds Spotify for making the right call in Neil Young versus Joe Rogan decision. The post from the group, Disturbed's David Draymond applauding Spotify making the right call after receiving an ultimatum from the rock legend Neil Young to choose between his music and Joe Rogan's podcast. Spotify decided to keep the streaming Joe Rogan Experience on the air and remove Neil Young. Disturbed's singer David Draymond has weighed on the decision, said it was the right call. And indeed it was. Neil, it's called freedom of speech. I know you don't have a lot of that in Canada.
I know you're an old man. Do you remember that song? Old man, take a look at myself. I'm a lot like you were.
Well, we got a new version for you. Hang on to your hats. This is from urban farmer Curtis Stone. This one is called Sold Man.
An old man living in fear. Did you get that booster? A sold man swimming in lies. Welcome to the new world order. Sold man, look at this life. Locked down in this 5G town. Live alone in the metaverse. Klaus Schwab is coming for you. projections, your life's a toss. Like the freedom you all have lost. Now I'm trolling you.
We're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble, and there's going to be a lot of hurt if that does not stop.
Requiring all staff to be vaccinated or terminated. The FDA turning its attention to kids.
There's another COVID winter coming, and no one is quite sure what to expect.
Lullabies, look at these lies. These cronies spun the same old song. Doesn't mean that much to me, but it's done a lot to you. I've been transformation took my mind so fast, but I'm all alone at last when I fail to cancel Rogan. So old man, take a look at my life, and I'm not like you. I've got big pharma to tell me what the hell. An old man still living in fear. Damn, I got that booster. A sold man still spinning their lies. Welcome to the new world order.
That's from the urban farmer Curtis Stone. And that one's called Soul Man. And we'll send that out to Neil Young, who used to be a progressive hippie back in the 60s.
He didn't like me at all, Richard Nixon, I can tell you that.
And now I'm just becoming a...
You know, there isn't really anything sadder than an old, old, old liberal. It really isn't. It's just old, old. Little football note for you. Bills fans charged with using fake COVID vaccine cards to attend playoff game versus the Patriots. A Western New York couple is accused of using fake COVID vaccine cards to attend the Buffalo Bills playoff win over the Patriots. Michael Nabb and Amber Nabb of West Seneca are charged with one count each of criminal possession of a forged instrument. A forged instrument? The Erie County DA filed the felony charges. Whoa, felony? No misdemeanor? Man, you must really like football. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Thank you.
and Brucey on WCBS in New York, and Steppenwolf is Suki Suki. It's Weekend. Weekend.
Let's read a couple more emails, shall we? This one just came in. Elon Musk and slippers are good cop bad. They're all on the same side. Same thing Rand Paul and Ted Cruz does. They take things to the brink, but never over the edge. Rivera wouldn't have you on a show. He would say he doesn't want cuckoofy the show. Sean Penn is still Jeff Spicoli, never left the character because Spicoli was and is Penn. His brothers Michael and Chris is and were way more touching ground. And I wrote back, dude, you're right. Rivero doesn't have room for uncomfortable truths on his show. Thanks, Mel Torme. He signed his letter, thanks, Mel Gibson. Yeah. Here's one from a man in New York. Slipper sounds like Mr. Bill.
Oh, no, it's Mr. Sluggo. It's Mr. Sluggo. No. Oh, no, he's going to hurt me. No.
You might have a point. I think Mr. Slippers is not comfortable around Mr. Musk.
Oh, no, he's going to be mean to me and make me sit in his car with no gas.
Yeah. And we'll do one more. Oh, this from a listener who sent a link to a story about SpaceX crashing into the moon. Right. Yeah. A SpaceX rocket launched 7 years ago is on a collision course for the moon.
Mike, where are my frickin' crickets? I'll just wait. Mr. Bigglesworth likes crickets. They calm me down. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
The Falcon 9 rocket initially launched from Florida in early 2015. 7 years later, it's getting to the moon. It completed an interplanetary mission to send a space weather satellite to the Sun-Earth Lagrange point.
It landed in Texas, man. Lagrange.
900,000 miles from Earth. No, I don't think so. Lagrange is probably about 1,000 miles from Florida. After completing the mission and sending NOAA's Deep Space Climate Observatory into deep orbit, the rocket's second stage ran out of fuel and has been in a disorderly orbit, kind of like slippers.
Ow. Ow.
Oh, no, he's being mean.
Bill Gray, who developed software to track near-Earth orbits, said the Falcon 9 rocket would impact the moon on the far side. Of course the far side, so we can't see it.
There is no dark side of the moon. As a matter of fact, it's all dark.
That's my impersonation of slippers when he whispers. Boy, that is creepy.
We're doing really good.
Trudeau isolating at home in bid to dodge Canadian trucker caravan he smeared as fringe minority. Fidel Trudeau not having a very good week. He announced yesterday he's going to be isolating himself in his home for 5 days ahead of the largest convoy in history, comprised of tens of thousands of Canadian truckers in support of Canadians arriving in Canada's capital of Ottawa to protest the regime's insane vaccine mandates. And there are a hell of a lot of people there right now. After smearing the convoy as a small fringe minority with unacceptable views. Boy, does that sound like a communist or what? Unacceptable views. And who are you? The arbitrator of acceptable views. You're like the fact checkers for Facebook. Communists. Unacceptable views. How about you're unacceptable, Fidel? Man, that triggered me. I need a safe space. Mike, could I have some more crickets, please? I'm getting a little irritated. I need to calm down. That's better. Yeah. That's good. Thanks, Mike. The convoy is scheduled to arrive on Saturday, and his self-imposed self-isolation won't end until Tuesday. Elon Musk voiced his support for the convoy Thursday, shortly after Trudeau announced he was ducking out, saying, Canadian truckers rule. And they do. Maybe this is the beginning. How are they going to spin the narrative when the grocery stores in Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver are empty? I can't see how that isn't a reality already. You can only suppress the truth for so long, and eventually it comes out. I don't know why that irritated me so much, but when he said those views are unacceptable, then what you're saying is you know truth. Like Pilate said to Jesus, what is truth? No one has a monopoly on it, stupid Canuck. And I can say that because my mom is Canadian. I'm half Canadian. Stupid Canuck. Hockey puck. And your bacon is pretty good, but it's in the wrong shape. It needs to be in strips. Please get it together. Thank you. Blizzard could be the biggest snowstorm ever to hit Boston. Boston is no stranger to big snowstorms, but Beantown's first blizzard since 1918 could end up being the largest ever. A major nor'easter is knocking on the door of New England as I speak. In the latest forecast, where this storm could pack enough punch to make its way into Boston's top snowstorm of all time. AccuWeather forecasters have spent all week tracking the developing weather and pattern, and it looks like a huge snowstorm will hit New England, and it is the Boston metro area facing the worst of it. It looks like for 12 hours plus, they could just get inundated. Now, the record, in case you're wondering, from February 6th through the 7th, in a period of about 48 hours, 27 inches of snow fell in 1978. February 17 through 18, 2003, 27.6 inches. So that's in the greater Boston area. Tuami, did you hear that? We're going to get a wicked storm. It's going to be a wicked had storm. You hardly should even go outside. It's going to snow. Fenway Park is going to be covered in snow. You're not going to be able to see Fenway Park. It's going to be like a big snow mound. And the same thing with Faneuil Hall in the aquarium, at MIT, in Boston University, in Boston College, in Harvard, MIT. All those colleges are going to be covered in feet of snow. And the Chas River is going to be all snowed in. And we're all going to die. Tommy, I'm telling you, this is going to be wicked bad. Everyone in Boston is going to die in the next 48 hours. They're going to be crushed by the snow. Maybe not. Denmark to end most COVID restrictions and welcome the life we knew before. It's fascinating to see how different countries are handling this. Lithuania is the most locked down country in the world. You can't even buy groceries if you don't have a vaccine passport. Yet in Denmark, they're ending most COVID restrictions and they say welcoming the life we knew before. England, Great Britain, Boris Johnson announces a couple days ago they're removing all restrictions. You don't even have to wear a mask anymore. So what happened? Is the narrative collapsing? Or is something else going on that we can't see? Well, there's a couple of things in Great Britain. One, Johnson apparently is in some sort of scandal that involves an alleged cover-up including Scotland Yard. And the other idea is that everyone who is going to get the shot has gotten the shot. And regardless of how much PR and pressure you put on the people at this point, those that are entrenched, those who have decided not to get the jab, the injection, are not going to. So the powers that be said, well, we did okay. We got a lot of people jabbed. We did accomplish our goal. Let's take our foot off the gas pedal for a while. Great Britain, no restrictions. Denmark, none. Florida, where I live, God's waiting room, nothing. Texas, nothing. South Dakota, a few other states. Then you have Canada and Quebec, which has been in lockdown for the last 2 years. It's as if everything flipped. One of the beauties of having Canada above us was to have a country that didn't need a fence, because Canadians, for the most part, are like Americans, right? Well, not really. The reason that Canada, and Canadians in particular, capitulated to all of this draconian measures is because of the health care. Canada has nationalized health care, and they treasure that. And they're certainly not going to give it up. They would rather take the chance on getting injected with poison than to lose their health care, which is free. Yeah, there might be a six-month wait to get an operation, but at least you don't have to pay for it. In many ways, Canada resembles Russia as it was. It would almost, if Russia was above us as opposed to Canada, at least it would be a freer country. How ironic is that? Then you have Vladimir Putin, who is on board with what Sean Penn was saying, what I was discussing earlier about the genders and the woke culture. He's not very tolerant of it, and neither is the Russian government. And yet we're supposed to now hate the Russians because they're allegedly invading the Ukraine and Kiev? Why? What has Ukraine done to us? How many Americans can even find the Ukraine on a map? Who cares? It's none of our business. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about the weariness of life, how everything repeats itself. And that's all we're seeing. If you're a boomer like me, you know this BS. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. Why? Why do we care? We don't. But Eisenhower stated before he left office, beware of the military-industrial complex. The institutions that we think that we endear ourselves to are the ones that are the most corrupt. Big Pharma, the military-industrial complex, just to name a couple. Oh, they have your best interests at heart. Sure they do. Pfizer wants to inject everyone once a year. They now want to stick it in children. Just pure evil. Pure freaking evil. 9/11, pure freaking evil. Think of all the hundreds of thousands of people that died because of that subsequent war, which wasn't even necessary. Mike, I need more crickets. I can feel me getting irritated again. Thank you. The perfect storm!
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabyte has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with in plain sight and analysis on.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to the machine. Where have you been? It's all right. Thank you.
favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.